Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with, and it is a pleasure to have you with me. Whether we agree or not, unlike others, I have no problem, just having a difference of opinion with you. Or are you having a difference of opinion with me? I don't get nuts about it. I don't need to take you to court or have you thrown out of your job. Whatever it is that is making you crazy about me. Or that we're on different parts, you know, different sides of an issue. I think that's good. I think it's healthy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Roger Stone's going to join me after the first break. And, you know, again, I know some of you, people got mixed feelings about him. But here's the deal. Whether you like him or hate him, you can't stand him, you think he's whatever. You don't really care. Right? The reality behind all of this is look what happened to the man. All right? Look at how they did to him, what they did to Flynn, what they did to so many others. You shouldn't allow this. You should not be okay with this in any way, shape, manner, or form. It just ain't right. It ain't right. You know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There were so many things wrong with his trial to begin with. You had people that hid their bias, their political bias. And you know what? Here's the deal. Again, to show you the hypocrisy of the left, you constantly hear, well, so-and-so worked on such and such a campaign, so-and-so did this, or so-and-so was obviously a Trumper, got all kinds of MAGA stuff at his house or his office or whatever. But when it comes to them, it seems to be the only people that can be honest are people on the left. The only people that aren't tainted by their political view are people on the left, so they say. And we know it's wrong. We've seen it over and over and over again. We know it's wrong. And the hypocrisy, like I said, it is in your face with a big, bright beacon shining right there for the world to see. And it's just craziness. Yeah, you can't get me to think any other way. It's just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting, again, being part of the conversation. Being part of the solution, if you would. Now, you know what? Think about, we're going to talk about this when he comes on, so I don't know if I want to do it now. Maybe just hang out and wait. It's just so irritating to know that the rules that are being applied to others in prison are not being applied to Roger Stone. All right? I mean, really, that simple. And they're going to put him in for 40 months. Creepy porn lawyers out. Right? Nonviolent crimes in federal prisons, anybody over 65 is supposed to be put in home detention. But for some reason, Stone won't be allowed to partake in that. Still can't figure out why. Over half the, well, it looks like almost half the Atlanta Police Department is calling out sick tonight. Let's see. I'm one of those people now that believes you voted these nut jobs in. Right? You voted the mayor in some cases. They appoint the chief of police. You voted in the mayor in Chicago. You voted in this mayor in New York. who has now disbanded your crime, pre-crime or whatever it was called, unit, which was very effective. And we've seen over and over and over again, when you defund the police, like during the 70s, when there was no money to speak of, things were pretty bad. A lot of these cities had to lay off cops. Crime skyrocketed. The more money the police department has to work, the lower the crime rate is. So we just got to pull it back. And now we're going to send social counselors out on some of these calls. We're not going to send armed policemen. What are you going to do? You're going to lock the gun in the glove box? Why don't you look at the numbers and see how many people are shot? How many cops are shot going to domestic disturbance calls? Right? And then, you don't understand. It really is this hard for me. A Seattle man living in the, what do they call it, CHOP now, he tells the reporters that what the Seattle occupiers really want, and he's petrified to be there. He says, we're sitting ducks in here. Right? The safety, who are they going to call for help? You can't call the police department. They won't come in there. It really is a cop-free zone. All response times to 9/11 calls in the surrounding areas have tripled since the police pulled out of there. Matthew Palazzi told Seattle-based KIRO Channel 7 News that every criminal in the city knows that they can come into this area. They can do anything they want. Do you understand? Do you understand that rape and beating calls are way up? Where are the Me Too people? I mean, seriously, rape is at the top of the list here of these calls that are being made. And with one caller who called in after witnessing a burglary break, he called the police and they said, we don't come in, or we can't come in, unless someone's life is in danger. So that means that every other crime gets to go free. Everybody else gets to break into your store, your house, your apartment, whatever. And it's not an issue. Think of that. Raise your mind on that one. Russell Kimball, who owns an auto shop on 12th Avenue and East Olive Street near the edge of CHOP, told a local news source that police would not respond to a break-in or confrontation at his business. And now new cement barriers have been given to them by the mayor to give up a couple of blocks of space. Isn't that wonderful? Joe Senior host Roger Stone joins me on the other side. The break will be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. All right, let's just get to it because I don't want to waste this time, and I want you to hear what he has to say.
I can get people like Roger Stone on with me. I mean, we only get to hear one side of the story most of the time, and mainstream media right now is not allowing us really to hear any of the truth whatsoever. It's exactly what they want to feed us and how they want to feed us. And between social media, mainstream media, we're just not really getting what's going on. So Roger is kind enough to join me today, and we're going to find out what's going on with his case and how we can help him. Roger, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate your time with me.
I'm delighted to be here. As you know, I was unconstitutionally gagged by the judge in my case for 16 months. So while CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Daily Beast, all the usual suspects, were literally creating a tsunami of disinformation I had no forum on which I could respond. I was actually barred from posting anything whatsoever on social media, not just things relating to my case or relating to the Mueller investigation, but if I went to lunch and I had a great hamburger and I took a picture of it and posted it saying great burger at Joey's, I could go to jail. That's how unconstitutional and ridiculous this restriction was. But by that point, the Mueller investigation was beginning to fall apart. The Steele dossier had been discredited. We now know it was paid for by Hillary Clinton and compiled with the assistance of Russian intelligence assets. The Russian troll farm hoax had been debunked. I'm sorry, but $100,000 worth of poorly written Facebook ads did not affect an election in which, you know, $6 billion was spent. So the only leg that they had left was the canard that the Russians hacked the DNC and gave the information to WikiLeaks, which can be easily disproved with real forensic evidence and expert testimony. That's the last thing they wanted, so I was barred from making that argument, even though it is the entire underpinning premise of my indictment. I was not allowed to disprove that. When I started speaking the truth was when they decided that I had to be silenced. And when I appealed that to the D.C. Court of Appeals, they sat on it for 5 months, 5 months under which I was sustaining daily damage. And then they told me that they were kicking it back to the judge who imposed the gag order on me to begin with, and that I must had to first ask her to remove it, which, of course, she never would have done. But by that time, it was ready for trial. So they just ran the clock on me. This is the same D.C. Appeals Court, by the way, that did the exact same thing to General Flynn this past week. The appointment by Judge Emmett Sullivan, in his case, of a special counsel to recommend whether the judge should charge General Flynn with perjury because General Flynn gave in to the extraordinary legal and financial pressure they put him on under to plead guilty to something he didn't do, has no basis in law. The judge has no authority to do that. The law the judge points to, if one will take 5 minutes to read it, says the exact opposite. I don't think Judge Sullivan's ever read the law that he's basing his actions on. But when they went to the appeals court, they should have resolved this quickly. They said, well, first you've got to ask Sullivan to change his mind. Absurd.
What's absurd is that they want to charge him with perjury for lying under pressure to the FBI to lie, to keep his son out of jail, right, or to keep his son from being investigated.
After they ruined him financially. I mean, he lost everything. I've lost everything, but I think he had a lot more to lose.
Yeah,
I'm not a five-star general, but General Flynn is a great man, and what they have done to him here is disgraceful because the government is not recommending the dismissal of his case because there was an honest error. They're recommending the dismissal of his case because they have absolute proof it was a frame job. They have absolute proof that he didn't do anything wrong and that he was set up. And it's ironic that Judge Emmett Sullivan would appoint former Judge John Gleason, who's notorious for his corruption when he was a prosecutor. This guy covered up for mob informants. His lies to the grand jury let the entire top echelon of the Genovese crime family walk because he lied. So where did this guy come from?
Yeah.
And what credibility does he have other than being Andrew Weissman's best friend?
And nobody at the FBI is being indicted or brought up. I can't say that for sure because nothing is over yet. But when you look at all of this, they're going after the general, and yet everybody in the FBI is walking around still having ice cream cones.
Well, let's be very clear. The U.S. attorney, the assistant U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, who wants me to surrender to a corona-infested prison on June 13th, is the same prosecutor who decided that the former deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, should not be prosecuted. This is almost Kafkaesque in its breadth. It's breathtaking that anything
should
possibly...
You can't take enough hits off a crack pipe to have this make sense in my mind, because, you know, you look at everybody, what's going on with everybody. If you have a D in front of your name and you're at the upper echelon of the Democrat Party, you can lie to the FBI. You can have the FBI sign non-disclosure agreements when they come in to interview you at a reasonable hour of the morning, as they did with Hillary Clinton on a Saturday morning. And you, they have to knock down your door because, you know, you're so well-armed, you have tanks in the backyard, they've got to come in at 5 o'clock in the morning.
The way, the manner in which I was arrested, this over-the-top dramatic theater that they staged, which cost the taxpayers, by the way, $1.1 million, to launch that kind of paramilitary raid when you're arresting somebody for a first-time, nonviolent, white-collar process crime, it would be a joke, except it's not funny. 29 heavily armed FBI agents surround my home, arrive in 17 armored vehicles. There's a helicopter overhead. Two amphibious units pull up to the dock behind my house because I lived on a canal. They bring a battering ram up to my front door as if I'm not going to answer the door. Yeah. CNN says, we want you to hear this because Roger Stone woke up to this this morning. Bang, bang, bang. It's the FBI. Open the door. I got bad news for them. I knew they were coming. I was sitting in the upstairs window waiting for them, and I had the Roger Stone did nothing wrong t-shirt on ready to do a little promotion.
All right,
the
Roger,
whole thing hurt them more than it hurt me.
We got to go for a quick break. We'll pick this up on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Roger Stone after this.
I had a ball with him today when he was on the air with me, or when I recorded it earlier. You know, obviously, he's on the East Coast, so I want to keep him up that late. But you got to hang out. You got to listen to the rest of us. They treated this man so poorly. He's still an American citizen. He still has rights. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. She'll listen to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans will begin considering a police reform measure that will essentially ban chokeholds and create a national reporting database to track the use of force and questionable tactics employed by police officers. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is hoping to get something done rather quickly.
We're serious about making a law here. This is not about trying to create partisan differences. This is about coming together and getting an outcome.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in a number of states. Nine states on Tuesday set records for coronavirus infections, hitting one-day highs or new seven-day averages for cases. The increase came in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social network will allow users to turn off seeing political ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. I'm enjoying this. I hope you are, too. All right, I'm here with Roger Stone. He's agreed to come on the show and talk about what's going on. I mean, a lot of changes in even the last couple of days. And, Roger, again, I'm glad to have you on the show. I'm glad you're able to tell your story. And I think this is such a travesty. And not just you. I mean, you're talking about the general and others that have been put under the thumb of the FBI, that have been lied on, that have been pressured. And everybody on the left, and I mean everybody, I don't care who it is, McCabe and others, that, you know, they got away with perpetuating the lie, with building these lies. And, you know, you talk about the dossier. I mean, they knew this. They knew this from day one, and they put you guys through hell over it. And I hope there's real justice here shortly.
Look, I really think it's bigger than that. I mean, first of all, what we are seeing makes Watergate look like small potatoes. In essence, Barack Obama and his administration, in an abuse of power, used the full authority of the United States government and the full capabilities of the intelligence agencies to defraud the courts in order to spy on the Republican candidate for president, the president-elect, and then the president of the United States. Now, I could be wrong, but I think that's what they ran Nixon out of town for, spying on the Democrats. Except for in his case, it wasn't an abuse of governmental power, because he was using, or it wasn't even him, there's never any proof that Nixon knew about or approved the Watergate break-in. Why would you break into your opponent's headquarters, or in this case, party headquarters, when you're leading in the polls in 49 states and you're looking at one of the biggest blowout landslides in history? So it never even made sense. The bugs they placed never worked. Here, you have them actually using the formal machinery of government to spy on and then try to use that evidence as a coup to remove the president. That's sedition. That's treason. The penalty for treason on the books is the death penalty.
Yes.
When I suggested that John Brennan is a traitor and that is the punishment, oh, that was when the judge went out of her mind, even though everything I said is correct and I have a First Amendment right to say it. And then it disappointed me when Attorney General Barr said last week, even after the declassification of all the documents that absolutely prove without dispute that this went all the way to the Oval Office, Obama and Biden will not be targets. Well, What did they tell us during Watergate? You may be too young to know, but I'll remind you. No person is above the law. That's what these liberals would say over and over again. What about those two? Why are they above the law?
Well, they're still saying it, Roger.
Why is Hillary Clinton above the law?
Yeah. Well, they're still saying it. They're still running around saying nobody's above. You see them all, and it's all aimed at Trump, and yet their sins, their transgressions, their treasonous. So look at Shifty Schiff. You know, he said that he laid eyes on evidence that tied the president to Russia. If he lied, okay, to take down this president, he needs to go to jail for treason.
Well, unfortunately, while I can be charged with lying to Congress, which I didn't, because for you to violate the False Statements Act, you have to have both intent and it has to be material. I did make misstatements, but they're innocuous. They're not hiding any underlying crime. It's a gotcha setup where Mueller and Schiff got together after they got a search warrant by defrauding the courts. They used my emails to fashion these "Did you beat your wife?" questions, which never really hid any criminality. It's a total setup. But I was specifically, in my case, I was prohibited from arguing about the misconduct of the FBI, the DOJ, the special counsel, or any member of Congress. My appeals lawyers believe that's unconstitutional. I was also not allowed to argue selective prosecution. So the fact that Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Hillary, Strzok, Page, Rosenstein, this list goes on, they all lied to Congress about matters that were material, that were significant, yet none of them have been prosecuted. I wasn't allowed to bring that up either. And then the absurdity of the Russians hacked the DNC. I could have used forensic evidence, an expert testimony to prove without doubt that no one hacked the DNC. There was no online hack. The information was downloaded to us and taken out the back door. The load times, the experts tell you, prove that. But I was prohibited by the judge from raising that defense. This is like going into a prize fight with both hands tied behind your back.
Yeah, and I see that more and more when it comes to the people on the right or conservatives that go in on these issues. Now, there was a development, maybe you can explain it to people, because the New York Times is reporting this, and I'd like to get it from you so we get the truth. But the New York Times is reporting that the prosecutor withdrew from the Roger Stone case is going to testify about the DOJ. Where do you think that's going to go? What is he testifying about?
I'm really happy about this because, see, this guy is holding himself out as a hero of the left, that he resigned because the Justice Department rejected his initial sentencing memo, which recommended a 7 to 9 year prison sentence. There are 29 falsehoods in that document. So, for example, Stone must be punished because of his aiding foreign interference in our election. Sorry, Aaron, I wasn't charged with that nor convicted of that. Stone should get additional time because the book he published, The Myth of Russian Collusion, violated the gag order. Hey, Aaron, the book came out on February 9th. The gag order was in place February 12th. This guy is a bully. He's a pompous jackass. He thinks because he went to Yale, that shows he's smart. It actually shows that he's stupid. His father's a criminal as well. He embezzled $1 million from one of his tax clients. This guy is riding for a fall. He committed numerous felonies. He leaked grand jury testimony. He leaked testimony. He leaked information to the media. He suborned perjury. He was well aware of the fact that Steve Bannon told the House Intelligence Committee under oath, I never spoke to Stone once about WikiLeaks. But that's not what he said on the stand in my trial. Can't wait till I ask him that question. No, this guy's in for a rough ride. Nadler will try to restrain the Republicans from having time to ask enough questions, but Aaron Zelinsky is a criminal. He is not some god. He's a bully. The women who he bullied and threatened before the grand jury, they'll be doing a video to tell those stories. I've got 9 lawyers prepared to file formal complaints against him over his conduct. I will be filing a formal complaint against him and a complaint with the bar. So we'll see. I am so happy this guy's chosen to step into the arena. He defrauded the court. It's really extraordinary. Case in point, I don't know how much time we have left in the segment, but he went to the judge, multiple judges and magistrates, to justify a search warrant, to conduct a proctological legal examination in every aspect of my life. And he said that he had evidence of treason, conspiracy against the United States, the laundering of millions of dollars of Russian money in violation of the foreign campaign contributions ban, cyber crimes including unauthorized access to a computer and the receipt and dissemination of stolen material, wire fraud, mail fraud, aiding and abetting a conspiracy, there are 18 of them. He had no evidence whatsoever of any of these crimes. That's a fraud. He was relying solely and completely on my public Twitter feed, and as I've said from the beginning, 90% of what I put on Twitter came from public sources, and the rest was a tip from Randy Credico. Now, I know Credico denied that on the stand. This is when they suborned perjury. But I will prove in the appeal and in other ways that he also lied. Every single government witness lied, and there is contradictory information that proves it, but in many cases, the judge would not allow the entry of this evidence.
Okay, Roger, let's take a pause because I got to go for a quick break. We come back. Let's wrap up with, I want to know exactly what your moves are, what you're willing to talk about moving forward, and how you're really going to fight this thing, and are you getting the help and the support you need? Because, again, it's really sad that now we're to the point where we don't trust the FBI, the most powerful law enforcement agency on the planet. We now have our doubts about what they bring forward. So we'll be back in a minute. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, people.
Well, I'm back now. So anyway, again, we've got a lot more with him coming up in the next segment, and you know, you can see he can go. I thought I talked fast. He talks just as fast as I do. Between him and Rick Green, you'd have to record him and play it back at half speed to understand what they were saying. But back to again, the hypocrisy of the Democrats in almost every aspect of the law has just been shining to no end. And you look at what's going on with Stone. You know, Roger Stone. How about their people? Why aren't their people treated the same way? Think about something. The creepy porn lawyer is out. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frostbite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Back. You'll listen to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Let's just get back at it. I really want to get the rest of it. I want to get the rest of it too. And I was there. I like that. We're back at it with Roger Stone. I appreciate your time with me today. And listen, hopefully you heated up your coffee, cooled down your drink, whatever, because you know, we don't get to hear, and I shouldn't say we don't get to hear his side of the story. We don't get to hear the other side of the story, because we all know there's two, actually there's three sides to every story, as they say, as my uncle used to say. But all we're hearing is from mainstream media. And they are only allowing us to hear and wanting us to hear, as you see on the social justice platforms. That's what I call them. They're not just social information. They're social justice in their mind. And so I've asked Roger to join me, tell his side of the story, and you know, what's in the future for you, Roger? I want to know what kind of resources you need, what's going on, and how you're going to fight this going forward.
Well, we are, you know, we're in the final days here. I mean, at the moment, there is an order pending that I must surrender at a federal prison on June 30th that happens to be a hotbed of coronavirus. Now, Attorney General Barr, in written directives, has ordered that any convict over the age of 65 in a nonviolent crime conviction should be moved from prison to home confinement. Michael Avenatti has been released. Rick Gates, who testified falsely against me in my trial, has been released. Michael Cohen, the former Trump lawyer, now celebrated by the left, he has been released. But Roger Stone needs to be sent to prison. And at 67 years old, with a substantial history of asthma, in my view, that's a death sentence. Thank God 65,000 great Americans have stepped up to support my legal defense fund so that I can fight these this injustice. I am huddling with my lawyers trying to figure out what to do because, in all honesty, I should be treated just like everyone else. But as in my actual indictment and trial, I'm not treated the way Clapper, Brennan, Hillary et al. Are. There is no question that I will win on appeal. The head juror, the jury forewoman, was attacking me in 2019 in Facebook and Twitter posts, had them on a private setting during jury selection and the trial, and deleted them after the trial. It's pretty clear. The judge says that wasn't evidence of bias.
Oh, of course not. Unreal.
But they do, the first thing they do is to ruin you financially. So we've lost everything. I've lost my home, my savings, my insurance, most of all my ability to make a living because I was gagged. Then on July 24th of 2019, one of the prosecutors approached one of my lawyers and they proposed a deal. If Roger Stone will just confess, if he will come clean and admit that these 29 phone calls between he and candidate Trump, each one of which lasted longer than a half hour, were really about coordinating with the Russians and WikiLeaks, then we would be willing to recommend to the judge that he serve no jail time. If, on the other hand, he won't cooperate, we'll probably come back and drop a superseding indictment on him for additional charges.
Wow.
And frankly, I didn't even hesitate for a second. I said no. And I knew what I was, I knew I was staring into the abyss. I knew that that they would try to kill me, which is what this is about. If I go to prison that is infested with COVID-19 at my age, it is probably a death sentence. Yet others are not treated the same way. So I have appealed, certainly, not directly, but I've made it very clear to the public that I am praying, that my supporters are praying, that my family is praying, that the president will step in as an act of both justice and mercy. He knows I didn't get a fair trial. He called it a miscarriage of justice. And he has broad power to correct this misjustice, this injustice, and I'm praying that he will do so. Those who want to help me in this fight can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. If you want to sign a petition to the president urging him to clemency for Roger Stone, you can go to freerogerstone.com. I'm not going to quit fighting. I filed appeals of this bogus conviction. I would rather see a commutation of my sentence or a pardon. A pardon would, the appeals would be moot. In a commutation, I would not have to serve the prison term and be subjected to a deadly virus, and my appeal would continue, and I think the judge will be humiliated on appeal.
I love this stuff where, you are the poster child again for looking at this and showing that there's two sets of rules, two sets of law, two sets of, policies. Everyone over 65 in nonviolent cases is having home detention, but you can't have that, right? I mean, and your appeals and the things that you're talking about. Again, I tell you, it sends a shudder down my spine these days. And I have family in the FBI that are agents, and they're upset about what's going on. Not necessarily specifically with your case, but as a whole in the FBI. They feel like the upper echelon is corrupt, and they're taking the heat for it. They don't like what's been done to you. They don't like what happened, how Hillary was allowed to, walk with lying to the FBI and lying to Congress, for that matter. Nothing happens to them. So I hate that you're the punching bag for this, but hopefully with enough noise, enough people stepping up, something's got to be done at the FBI level. Has Barr stepped in, or have you spoken with him or any of his people to find out what they want to do?
So when these four rogue prosecutors in my case, who the media will keep telling you are non-political career line prosecutors, which is a lie. Aaron Zelinsky was a counsel to Hillary Clinton at the State Department. That's a political appointee. He was a columnist for the Huffington Post. Jonathan Kravis was the deputy counsel to Barack Obama. That's not a prosecutorial job. That's a political appointment. They are political hitmen. Jeannie Rhee, who headed my investigation, was Hillary Clinton's lawyer in the email, missing email case.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a portion of my case. An obvious conflict of interest to everybody except for Judge Jackson and Robert Mueller. Mueller was so senile, he said in his testimony he didn't even know that she had worked for Hillary Clinton, which means his law firm worked for Hillary Clinton, which means he was conflicted from the beginning.
Yeah.
Rod Rosenstein testified last week that he did not authorize the investigation into Roger Stone. That is a lie. The document he signed on October 20th, 2017 authorized this investigation, and they started the investigation into me 3 months after they were certain there was no Russian collusion. Rosenstein must be prosecuted. He must be convicted. He must be disbarred. He cannot keep going around the country getting awards from law schools. He perjured himself on a material matter when he appeared before the Senate. Why is he not being held to the same standard they're trying to hold me to? The difference being, anything I testified to did not change the trajectory of the investigation. When the judge sentenced me in a 45-minute tirade, she said there was nothing phony about the Mueller investigation.
Wrong. Wow.
She said you were convicted of covering up for Donald Trump. Not even vaguely related to the charges. Wrong. And then lastly, she has the audacity to say that I'm belligerent. I never testified in her courtroom. By law, she's not supposed to be paying attention to things happening outside the trial. So what is she talking about? The whole thing is it's Kafkaesque, but it is an extraordinary abuse of power. And the mainstream media, you know, they ate it and abet it. So
sure.
There was basically a media blackout of my trial. Most Americans cannot even tell you what it was I was convicted of. They don't know how flimsy these charges were, but I can tell you this. When the FBI raided my home with 29 agents, the agents leading the raid were from D.C., and they worked for Robert Mueller. The rest of the agents were from Miami, and they would look at me and roll their eyes. They would look at me and wink at me. They didn't want to be there. They knew this was an abuse of power. So I think the rank and file within the FBI are still excellent men and women doing their duty in a non-political way.
Yeah.
But if James Comey avoids prison at the end of the day, then this country's over as a republic.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, all of a sudden it shows you that law, there are two and three and four standards for upholding law in this country. So it's StoneDefenseFund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com if you want to help Roger out. Because, look, no matter where you stand on this issue or what you think, something is simple. It's simple. I mean, think about this, people. Everybody over 65 years old for nonviolent crimes in federal prisons are the bar has asked that they be detained at home, but not Roger Stone. You know, he's such a violent, nasty man. We have to keep him in jail, you know. But, Roger, all the best to you. Praying that you prevail in this. Also, freerogerstone.com. Get the message to the president. FreeRogerStone.com. Look at some of the jackwagons that have been let loose, and they're going to put Roger in jail. This makes absolutely no sense. Roger, thanks for being with me today.
Great to be with you. Many thanks.
You know, and again, it's all about justice. It's not that Roger is or is not on our side. It's not that I like Roger Stone, can't wait. I met the guy a half a dozen times before at events I've been to. And when I heard about the story, and again, that he was available more, and then they didn't have to, didn't have to gag order on him anymore. It's like, come on over. Let's talk about this. Anyway, Joe Mussini, your host. Hey, listen, coming up the next hour, we're just going to do a whole bunch of BLM clips. And when I say that, I mean, I am talking about black leaders across the country telling you the truth about BLM. So not the white guys doing it, you know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a few minutes.